The Hunters by W.E.B. Griffin. 26 July, 1777. The necessity of procuring good intelligence is apparent and need not be further urged. George Washington, General and Commander-in-Chief, the Continental Army. Chapter 1. Danubius Hotel Gellert, Zent Gellert Ter 1, Budapest, Hungary. 00:35, 1 August 2005. When he heard the ping of the bell announcing the arrival of an elevator in the lobby of the Gellert, Sander Thor, who was the director of security for the Budapester Neue Tageszeitung, raised his eyes from a copy of the newspaper, so fresh from the presses that his fingers were stained with ink, to see who would be getting off. He was not at all surprised to see that it was Erich Koschin, managing director and editor-in-chief of the newspaper. The first stop of the first Tageszeitung delivery truck to leave the plant was the Gellert.
The old man must have been looking out his window again, Thor thought, waiting to see the truck arrive.
Thor was a burly 52-year-old with a full head of curly black hair and a full mustache. He wore a dark blue single-breasted suit carefully tailored to conceal the Swiss SIGARMS P-228 9mm semi-automatic pistol he carried in a high-ride hip holster. He looked like a successful businessman with a very good tailor, but he paled beside Erich Koschin, who stepped off the elevator into the Gellert lobby, wearing an off-white linen suit with a white shirt, a white tie held to the collar with a discreet gold pin, soft white leather slip-on shoes, a white Panama hat, the wide